Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be talking about empowering you, especially if you're wanting to enter the world of the entrepreneur, or if you already have a business of your own, and maybe you think things are not working out very well. Well, my guest today, Ellen Rohr, she has a very compact, power-packed book called The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. In fact, she has a subtitle that says, Launch a Profitable Business by Monday. This is Friday. You could have something in place by Monday, and it would be right, perfect in timing. Why? Because we have a brand new year, 2012. That's what we're starting into after this weekend. Welcome to the show, Ellen. I'm so delighted you're able to join us today.
Well, thank you for asking me to join you, Donna. I'm really excited to be here, and the timing couldn't be better.
I concur. Now, I had a lot of fun going through, and it is a compact book. The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan is absolutely as compact. I mean, you could fit it into a purse, but man, is it really there. Now, you need to share your story about your business, because you're very successful. I mean, you've been on the road. You said before we came on air, you were telling me how you're on the road so much. You're at home now in Missouri. You've really been able to enjoy the holidays with your family, which is fabulous. But here you are. You are spreading the word to as many people as possible.
And I just want to make it as easy as possible.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm happy to share my story because I didn't always, I wasn't always so smart. So, I wasn't so smart, but I got smarter. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs attended the School of Hard Knocks, and I did too. But I also have a degree. I graduated at the top of my class with a degree in business administration from a prestigious private university. You know, that specialized in business education. I had all sorts of business experience, and still, I nearly sank the family business. I have been humbled.
So, okay, now what was the family business, first of all?
The family business, I married a plumber.
A plumber, good business.
I would think so. I thought that was a selling feature. I introduced him to my mom, and I said, but he's a plumber, you know, so this is good, right? And I applaud and appreciate someone who can do what he does. Keeps mm-hmm. Good water from bad water, you know, does so much to prevent disease across the planet. I am very respectful of plumbers and heating pros and electricians. I've come to appreciate them. But at first, I thought plumbers made a lot of money. I thought that was a great gig. But when we first got married, I had my own career. I had this business education. I was successful in the restaurant world. And I didn't give too much energy to his business until something really awful happened. My husband's partner and very best friend worked himself into a health crisis, you know, stressed out. And this happens a lot with business. We think business mm-hmm. is going to enhance our lives, and then instead it ends up just sucking the time, the energy, the health right out of us, right?
Yes.
And my husband's partner was that kind of a guy, kind of type A, a worrier, and he actually worked himself into a health crisis, and he died at age 33.
Oh, my word.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that awful?
33 years of age?
Yep. Yep. And it was really sad and tragic, as you can imagine. I mean, he'd worked all week, and he didn't feel well, and then he just, you know, had this kind of health crisis, and he died. And my husband said to me, well, you know, I'm going to go get another job because I don't like the business side of business. I like the craft. I like working with my hands, but,
mm-hmm.
The other part I'm not so interested in. And so then I did something really, really stupid. I quit and one of many things that I've done. But I quit my real job, and I went to work in the family business. I thought, you know, I had this experience, I had this education, I thought he would turn wrenches, I would count the money, and we would get rich. I thought it seemed like it would, you know, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not like that at all. It was really, really awful. And what I didn't know that I know now is that most businesses are dysfunctional businesses. I always say this, most businesses suck. The money, the time, the life right out of the owners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so while a business can provide fortune and lifestyle, unless you know the basics of business, you might follow the path of those who've come before you and make it way too hard and not very profitable. And that seemed to be the inertia and the path that I was on in the family business. You know, we based our prices on what everybody else in our industry was charging. What I didn't know then, but I know now, is that the going rate wasn't supporting any kind of life or lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we made every mistake you could make. But then here's the one of the tips I want to share with our listener today is that I found a mentor, and that made all the difference. And this is why I'm on the call today. This is the moment that changed everything. My husband came home with a magazine, a trade magazine for our industry. And in any industry that you find yourself in or drawn to, there's going to be a trade magazine, kind of a Bible for that industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought the magazine home one day and he said, you should read this. There's an article by this guy and he talks about how much contractors should charge and he seems to know what he's talking about. So I grabbed the magazine and I read the article and I followed the math. You know, I'm a smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was suggesting was that I significantly raise my prices, that the industry as a whole was undercharging, and that if you did the math and crunched the numbers, you would have to raise your prices in order to get out of debt, make more money, all the things that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this guy a letter, and I said, his name is Frank Blau, and I love, love, love him. And I wrote him a letter, and I said, Dear Mr. Blau, please help me. But then I spent 2 pages defending my current position. Well, I can't raise my prices because you don't know how cheap my customers are. And, you know, I don't have to pay any taxes because I don't make any money. I, you know, justifying my bad behavior, 2 pages worth of nonsense. So
wow.
This guy calls me up a few days later, and the first words he says to me are, honey, you have your head so, and then he described where my head was.
Well, we'll leave that to someone's imagination to figure out what he was saying. Okay.
Well, I was a little offended, as you can imagine. And I, you know, I don't know who this is. Who is this? It's, you know, Frank Blau. You wrote me this letter, and why don't you shut the business down? Because you seem to know it all, and you are sinking the business. So what can I or anybody else do to help you? He was really, really tough. You know, sometimes you need a brick, and sometimes you need a feather. And apparently I needed a brick because he got
wow.
my attention.
No but kidding.
Yeah, and I was tired of going into debt every month, and I was tired of not having any money, and I was tired of the strain on my marriage that this business was having. You know, most businesses are family businesses, and if they're functional, man, can it really help your family? And I'm sounding a little discouraging right now, but we're not going to leave
sure.
you on that note. But
no.
This is what it took to get my attention. You know, I just thought, I'm willing to do, I finally broke down and called this guy back. I hung up on him the first day.
Oh,
I
wow,
called him
that
back
was endearing.
To, yeah, I was just, you know, not really ready to hear that, but that, you know, my husband said, you know, you should call this guy back.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of swallowed my pride and got up my courage, and I called him back the next day, and I said, please help me. And he said, I can help you, but you have to be willing to crunch the numbers. You have to put a little business plan together. You have to change the way you're operating to get a different result, and I'm not going to be easy on you. And he wasn't, but he taught me business basics, and I didn't learn those business basics in college.
You know, I want to mention something here. I have known people that in my association with them, they are what I'd call a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, they lost their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Your point, your story, I can so relate to it. I've known so many individuals that have just, by all of the laws of reason, it should not have happened.
Yep.
But it did.
Yeah.
And here we are, our nation right now is in desperate need of people being able to generate income, keeping money in the United States so that we do have a chance to create jobs so that we can work differently. And that's why I was so impressed with your book. So now you took your business from literally almost being closed down to where now it's making over $40 million a year.
Well, there's two stories there. So let me clarify. The business that my husband and I had together, what happened is we quintupled our prices. That's 500 times greater.
Wow.
Okay. We went from $30 an hour to $150 an hour over the, you know, with my working with Frank, and then raised our prices even beyond that. But we had this initial, like, big increase in our selling prices. And at the time, this is back in the, you know, 1990, I was sure nobody would call, you know, that this would be the end of it. But I'd had it with this business. You know, there's an expression that when the fear of change is less than the pain of the current condition, then you'll change. You know, I was okay with doing something else. My husband was okay with doing something else. We just didn't want this painful condition of losing money every month, going into debt every month to continue. So with Frank's help, I started crunching the numbers, figuring out my asset from my elbow, and we got smarter. And we turned our company around. We got out of debt. We started to make our payments, put some money away, and life was good. And then we did something that a lot of business owners never get around to. I mean, when I work with my clients, the first thing I do is fix the money. Mm-hmm. Because it's like with a patient, you got to stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. You know, then you can address, okay, what happened here? So the first thing you do is you handle the money, and you've got to get some money. Money buys options. And so once we got, you know, that kind of handled, I turned to him and I said, okay, so what do you want now? And he said, well, I like working all by myself. And I was thinking at the same time, really? Because I think we should get like 20 trucks going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I didn't call it business planning at the time, but I realize now that's what we were doing. We were asking ourselves the question, what do we want to be and do and have? And those are business planning questions.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, we realized that, one, we really didn't like working together that much. And two, we had different ideas. And there's mm-hmm. no wrong to any of that. One of the cool things about being in business is you get to do what you want. But one of the reasons why businesses fail and family businesses become so destructive is that the owners can have different ideas.
Right.
So we decided to sell our business. So we sold that first business to our employees who still operate that business back in Utah where we lived. And I am so proud of them and what they've accomplished with that business. That business still exists today and provides a good lifestyle to the next generation of owners.
Wow. Isn't that a wonderful accomplishment? That is
really
a positive statement.
It really colored my philosophy because I'm all about employee opportunity. When I work with
mm-hmm.
clients, you know, I definitely see, what are you going to do next? You know, how does the team win, et cetera. So what happened after that is my husband went on to start his own business and just rocked it. And then I went to work helping other mom-and-pop shops figure out their asset from their elbow, get out of debt, use the basic systems that I'd learned from Frank and I was developing on my own. I really became almost born again about helping other people not, you know, suffer the way I did. You know, that
mm-hmm.
that can happen. And I really enjoyed
mm-hmm.
my new career as a business consultant, and I got an opportunity as a result of that to start a new business with a venture capitalist. And it was Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber. And that was the business that we grew from zero to $40 million in under 2 years. And what was really significant about that experience, Donna, was I'm not the smartest girl in the world. I didn't know, you know, I got approached by these venture capitalists, and they said, we want to grow this plumbing franchise. And I go, oh, yeah, sure. And I run to the store, and I get Franchising for Dummies. I mean, I did not know how to do this. But what I learned through this experience was that the basics work from Main Street to Wall Street. That the
mm-hmm.
reason you mentioned it earlier, that as a country we're in a financial crisis, is really the sum of the parts, is so much financial illiteracy that, you know, it's almost inevitable that as a country we've hit a financial roadblock. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Oh, it does, because we have gotten so off track. We have young people. Let's back up a bit. We have a generation of successful, mature people that are stepping out of the working environment, whether they have been employed by someone else or they are their own persons, and they're taking all of that wisdom out of the marketplace. We're in that curve right now. We have colleges and institutions that go by textbooks, but there's no practical living business experience. The apprenticeship application is virtually non-existent. And then you have young people that are in an environment of educational patterning that doesn't associate with the real world, and they don't understand the infrastructure that allows all of the diversification that we have been able to develop in this phenomenal nation. Mm-hmm. And we've got a bunch of ding-dongs that think all you have to do is spout a bunch of pretty words that are in positions of making business decisions, and they haven't a clue. They don't even know which way the toilet roll rolls.
And while that is discouraging, the encouraging part is, I believe, the way to fix this is one business at a time. So to consider, almost to put the blinders on. Some people say take the blinders off. I say put them on, because there's too much out there, there's too much distraction, and there's too much discouragement if we look at the whole picture. So instead, if you consider, even if you have a real job, a great job, right now the least secure position is a job, a business of your own may be able to supplement that job or back up that job, or maybe you are currently unemployed and you could be self-employed after a weekend. And that was really the inspiration behind the weekend business plan. I've written a couple other books. I wrote a thicker book on business planning, and I thought, you know, could I even abbreviate that? How fast could we help somebody craft that idea in their head, clarify it, and put a plan of action into place so that they could, you know, on Monday morning go sell something to somebody and get this thing rocking and rolling? And that's why I put together the weekend biz plan, just to simplify this. Let's make it easy. One life, one family, one business at a time, we can crank the economy back up. And I really think that that's what it's going to take.
I agree, and I think by bringing this out as you are with your wonderful book, and also by talking about the realities of what goes on, as individuals, we can each take a positioning of responsibility and make some changes. And I think sometimes when you're in business and you're dealing with forms up and beyond your eyebrows, and you just feel like you're drowning, and you think the world is against you, it's really, really hard. And that is exactly what you went through, you know, with your husband and the business, and you were able to turn it around because you had a wonderful mentor. But I really like the point you brought out. Not everybody's created equal with talents. So your husband really liked the hands-on stuff. He really liked to be out there solving the problem. Why is this pipe isn't connected to that pipe? But what do we do with this pressure and that pressure? How do we make things work? You're the one that really was good at working with the numbers, and he very openly said, I don't like that. I don't want anything to do with it. Now, I know of someone right now who has a flooring business, who is exactly of that disposition. He is wonderful with people. But when it comes to working with the money, when it comes to working with the books, he is just flip-flopping around like, you know, a fish out of water.
Well, let me address that, because, boy, that's why I'm such a busy, popular girl. Because that, you know, very often that guy's wife or partner will call me up and say, you know what, my husband or my partner is the most talented person on the planet, but I am really sick and tired of not making any money doing this, and I'm ready to kick him out and pull the plug on the business. And it can be very frustrating. But there's a couple things to keep in mind. My mentor said this, that the problem with a lot of business owners is a self-esteem problem. That whatever they've chosen to do comes to them easily, so it's easy for them to discount the value of it and say, oh, I can't charge that person $150. It only took me 2 or 3 minutes. But it's the knowing how to do that that's worth $150, $200, $300, whatever it takes to float the boat. So there is a self-esteem issue and a lack of understanding of how valuable what you could offer someone can be.
That is very true.
So there's that part of it. Another piece of it is this fear of the numbers. You know, when I grew up, Donna, we didn't talk about money at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. That you did, you just never brought it up. And there, I work with a lot of clients who still very uncomfortable showing me the checkbook at first. It takes a lot of trust. It's very embarrassing or off. It's just not done. Like, we don't talk about the money. And so there's this aversion to money, but it's mm-hmm. not that complicated. What, you know, when I went through this apprenticeship, this business apprenticeship with my mentor, he dragged me through what a profit and loss was, what a balance sheet was, take my finger, you know, go line by line and ask questions and figure out what it was. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, this is not that hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, it was like the emperor's new clothes. I had this moment where I thought, why have I been making such a big deal of this? It's not that hard. And, you know, I did not learn how to do it in college. So I loved college. I'm a big fan of higher education. But it's not the difference that being a college-educated person is not the ingredient required to be successful. If you like to go to college and you can, then great. If you haven't gone to college, don't worry about it. You can still be successful in your business. Somebody, even if it's not the craftsman or the talent or the productive person in the business, somebody has to crunch the numbers, because being in business is all about making money. And what I hope we can do is take the charge off of this kind of highly charged topic. It's not that big a deal. Charge more than it costs. Manufacture money out of nothing. That's what business is all about, and it's just not that hard. There's more emotional issues here than technical issues or concepts that are beyond basic sixth grade understanding.
Well, I think that you've brought out some wonderful points. Now, let's go over some of the things that you mentioned. Now, you have, I mean, right in the very beginning of your book, you say, okay, plan a weekend. Just make sure that you are going to be able to commit to this. Your spouse, mm-hmm. significant other, the kids, whatever, this is your time. So maybe you want to go stay in a motel for a weekend. I don't know.
Sure.
But this is what you do, and this is how to, and this is how compact her agenda is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll tell you what to do, and we can do it here. I mean, the point is that just you deserve a weekend to think about what you want. You know, in our culture, thinking doesn't look like you're doing anything. Mm-hmm. So we discount the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned that college education is not the linchpin to success. If I were to give you one characteristic of all successful people I've known or studied or emulated when on my best days, it's clarity. They know what they want. They are clear on what they want, and that way they are crafting their reality as opposed to just being at the effect of every other force out there, the force of the economy, their employees, their customers, their wives, their whatever. The more clarity you have about what you want, the easier it is to get it, and that's what this weekend is about. So if you were to lock yourself away, farm out old kids and young folks, anybody you're responsible for, and commit to thinking about what it is you want, and then jotting that down, either on an iPad or a laptop, or if you're old school, a three-ring binder. My business plan is always within arm's reach of me, and it's just in a three-ring binder.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer those journalistic questions, Donna, you know, what do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? Why should this business exist? Whom does it serve? Who do you need to help you? When do you want to get this thing rocking and rolling? How much money do you want to make? How much money do you need to charge? Those basic journalistic questions are the ones to ask and answer. And I tell you, no light will go off. Probably you won't get some big angel singing from heaven, you know, when you write it down. You won't necessarily know that what you've written is going to work, right? But
right.
Put it down. Put it down. If you get inspired and if you feel, you know, you feel a rush of joy and elation as you're going, that's a good sign, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
But on Monday, by the time you write down what do you want to do and who would be well served and how much do you think you'd have to charge, put a little budget together. You know, I tell you what to do over the course of the weekend, but that's basically it. You know, ask and answer those big questions. And then on Monday, my suggestion is, go sell something. Go sell something to somebody, because that's really what gets it off the ground. Let me tell you a really, I think this is a fascinating story. When I worked for the venture capitalist to start Benjamin Franklin, these guys I had known about in my industry because they had not too long ago taken a company public, you know, on Wall Street in an IPO,
right.
And each of them made, the two main venture capitalists, made over $30 million in one transaction, you know, the day that they sold their stock and everything. So, you know, there's a little more to the story, but they went from zero to $30 million over the course of a few years. And that was pretty impressive. And so here they have a lot of money, and this is only one of their ventures. They have a lot of money, and as they approached me, they started this company with $2,000 apiece. That was their initial investment in this new plumbing franchise that they had in mind.
Wow.
$2,000. Now, they're worth multi-millions, but they are bootstrappers. So their concept is, we start businesses and prove them out by selling something right away. And we sell stuff for more than it costs us to create the capital required to grow this business. Because we figure if it's a good idea, it should cash flow right away, and we should have the money we need from operations. That's what bootstrapping is. Now, when you consider that, that means you could put together a business with little or no money by selling something to somebody first, and then you make good on that promise. And so, you know, when we look at the economy and go, well, you know, credit's kind of tied up and it's harder to get a loan, well, then you could be a little more creative. What could you sell on Monday that you could cash flow right away? And very often something like services comes to mind. Home services will not be outsourced by virtue of the fact that they're done in someone's home, right?
Right.
And those basic services are some of my favorite businesses. Now, to be a plumber and electrician, you need to have some advanced training. But to be a house cleaner, to do errands, to walk dogs, I know these may or may not be businesses that appeal to you, but if you wanted to start a business on Monday, or if your kid wants some money to buy a bike or go to college, think in terms of what can I get cash flowing fast is a way to approach this. Another way to approach it is to think about what you've always really, really, really wanted to do and then come up with some ways that, who would pay me to do that? It takes thought, and it takes at least a weekend. But in a weekend, you could hit the ground running on Monday.
So that's what we would be able to do. And you've got so many good points in your book.
Oh, you are such a peach. Thank you.
Well, you know what? One of the most important things that you have said, which I know is very important, and that is to find a mentor. I think that so many times, and I've known men and women both who have really thought that maybe in their spouse they could have the mentor, and especially with women, if their husbands want to be their mentor, all of a sudden they have got all kinds of challenges and they don't want to hurt their feelings, or they, you know, or they may end up fighting like cats and dogs. And I think it is good to have a mentor that is not family related, that has been able to climb the hills and valleys of experience, and who is going to do exactly what this gentleman, Frank, did for you.
And just call it as he sees it.
And no, look, no nonsense, no hanky panky. He just laid it out for you, and you ended up saying, "I want you to help me. I really need help."
I was lucky that way. If someone isn't tackling you, I made the reach in Frank's direction, and then I crossed my arms and said, "But I can't change." And that's so typical. But then, you know, he hit me hard enough, and my husband was the one who said, "Call him back." I mean, I got a couple of shoves in that direction. But if you're listening now and you think I need a mentor, here's a great piece of advice. Identify someone in your industry with whom you don't compete. This is what trade associations can be good for. This is what going online and finding someone who's really rock star in your industry. Approach them. Offer to take them to lunch, maybe to pick them up if they come into town and spend some time with them. And if they say no, ask four more people. If you ask five people to mentor you, one of them is going to say yes, because people who have made a success of their lives never do it on their own. They're honor bound to help somebody. So you're going to find somebody at the right time who's got a minute and just said, "You know what? I love your chutzpah. I'm going to take you under my wing, and I'm happy to help you, and that really can make all the difference. So someone in your industry with whom you don't compete, or maybe someone locally in a different industry, but business is business, and if you're in the carpet cleaning business, you might find someone in the plumbing business, you know, and mm-hmm. be able to support and help each other. But mentorship, Donna, is so critical.
I really think so. You have got so many points. I know we're out of time here.
Oh, it went so fast.
I know, it just goes by so very, very quickly. But this book, for those of you who are listening, you need to know that not only is this book compact, but it's easy to apply. And she has a website, weekendbizplan.com. And something else that is there is an opportunity to download some information from her website. You've got a free e-magazine that she puts out. You've got all kinds of things that go on. And believe me, it's good to have someone that you can relate to in a way that allows you to feel that you can breathe. Aww. I think in our world today, we have so much going on. I know it affects me many times. I'll think, oh, my Lord, I can't clone myself. I don't know how many other things I could possibly do. But it's how do you delegate it. But you've got to get through the basics first. And you may be doing something you absolutely have a passion for, and you want to make it better than what it is. This book, The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan by Ellen Rohr, and that's spelled R-O-H-R, is absolutely excellent. Aww. Ellen, it's been a delight.
You are a peach. Thank you so much for your passion about business and all the great information you share on your show. It's an honor to be on, and I hope to come back another time.
Well, I look forward to it, Ellen, because I'll tell you what. We gals need to stick together, and
Woo-hoo!
The guys need our help, and we need to be able to let the people of this fabulous nation of freedom that we live in, that we're not sinking ducks. No, we're going to know how to fly and migrate. Thank you very much.
I'm inspired by you. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for the opportunity to share.
It's been a delight. Ellen Rohr, The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. You can launch a profitable business over a weekend. By Monday, be ready to go on the way to success and having the financial independence you want. Check out weekendbizplan.com. Donna Sebo here. We are taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open. And if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here is the telephone number for you to call into. 888 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, I'll tell you, Eleanor is quite a gal, and the information she gave is very dynamic. I think there's so many aspects to life that so many times we forget that we really will grow and develop when we're open to learning from others who have gone through their own ups and downs. And I think sometimes we get so busy. Don't you get so swamped? Man, oh man, sometimes I just want to take a trip to the moon, turn off all the equipment and just zip out for a while because it just seems like there's so much going on. How do you feel? Do you feel overwhelmed at times? Well, I'd be surprised if you didn't because that just seems to be the pace of life anymore. I even talk to kids, teenagers, that feel the same way. So sometimes it pays to disconnect, and it's amazing how you can have the clarity when you do that. I want to share a poem that was written by someone, we don't know who the author is, that I think is a great way to sort of lead in to our new year that's right in front of us. Don't write your name on sand. Waves will wash it away. Don't write your name on sky. Wind will blow it away. Write your name in the hearts of the people you come in touch with. That's where it'll stay. Those are very powerful words, and I just wanted to share them with you because I think that's so important. We've got to remember we're in this life to be an expression of life in the finest and best capacity we possibly can be, and that means interacting with people, not being an isolationist. This is Donna Siebel. Let's show you how it's done on the show. We've got our first caller for the day. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
My initial is Jay, and I'm calling in from New Haven, Connecticut.
New Haven. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful area. I just love New Haven. Did you happen to hear the guests before you called in?
I just heard the tail end.
Oh, she was just dynamic. If you can, listen to the show again at another time because she's just, oh, she's got so much good information. Okay, dear, let's get down to business with you, Jay, right off the bat. First of all, you have to unlock the emotional chain that you have around your heart. Now, this is a very strong visual that I'm getting in my mind, and apparently you have the key to be able to undo this chain which has been binding you emotionally. But there is something here with guilt, and I don't understand why it should be there, but I think that you're getting very close to releasing something that for you emotionally, I don't know if it's on a professional level where you have felt injured or hurt or if it's personal, it really doesn't make any difference. What is important is that you get rid of that chain that has bound the heart, the emotional self, unlock it, let it go, and be free. You have got, in this year of 2012, some challenges that are going to be coming up in front of you before the 6th of June. The exact time frame, I'm not getting in mind, but it's before the 6th of June. It will be involving some personal aspects of your life, perhaps other people's perceptions of same, and also a very serious consideration for a career shift. Now, this is important because these challenges are coming at you so that you will have clarity about what is most important to you. And I really feel that there is so much that's gone on the last 3.5 to 4 years of your life, and I'm seeing you just about unloading the last remnants of those experiences, putting them in the garbage recycle bin of the universe, and that is wonderful. But you've got a little bit further to go because what's happening now is that you are proving to yourself that you're on track, that you've got the clarity that you need to literally move and cut a path through whatever opposition, challenges, I keep using that word because it keeps coming into my mind, so that you realize that your warrior self can stand tall, firm, and hold ground. then after the 6th of June, I will get the word reorganization. So some agendas that you may have put into place after you finish going through some challenges, you may reevaluate, which is super. There's nothing wrong with having flexibility for change. And I really expect by the first part of August, by the 8th of August, you're going to have a brand new plan in place. It's going to start and move forward very quickly. By 2013, you are really going to be doing very, very well. So I want you to have, first of all, patience with yourself, because you're going to be going through some interesting agendas. Realize it's the refinement process that you're experiencing. Once you're finished with that refinement process, it's reevaluation, then organization, and then application. And you will have the support that you need. And by the way, there are going to be some people that you really, really care about that are going to have some physical issues. So I want you to know that that is going to be part of a challenge, because you're going to feel like you should be able to fix something and you're not in a position to fix it. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. But you can be supportive of these individuals. I'm looking at two specifically. And you can be loving, you can be caring, but you cannot fix it for them. It's not possible. So you've got a lot of things that you're going through. It's like the final batch of stuff that you're clearing out. I really feel very good about what you're looking at doing, and continue your writing. Do you have a question for me?
I do. There's a person that I know who is needing a place to live, and her name is Linda, and I was wondering if I should invite her to live with me, if that would work out or not work out.
It won't work out. Linda is a very different person from you, and Linda also has baggage you don't need to be involved with.
Okay.
And that is important.
Got it.
Now, what I think is important for Linda is that she has come into your life experience and she's having these situations. I believe that there are environments, groups that you can perhaps help her find out about so she can contact. But I do think that Linda's got to learn how to stand on her own two feet. She has been running from something for a long time, and she needs to face it within herself. You are not her counselor. You are not her mother. I think you can be a very, very good friend by saying, let me see if I can help you in this way. But do not bring her into your space, because you need to stay focused on what you need to do for yourself.
Okay.
Am I making sense to you?
Yeah, you making perfect sense. So that's wonderful.
Well, she's not a bad person. But like all of us, we all have to have our journey. And you can create a cripple out of someone by trying to insulate them too much. And lots of people don't like to hear that. They say, oh, well, somebody should do such and such for me. No, you're going to have to earn that level of self-respect. And that feeling, people will help, but they're not going to do. They can't do everything for a person. And that's what you need to be aware of for her. How old is she?
She's like, maybe 54, 55.
She's a late bloomer. And the only way she's going to come into her own is by really looking at life with clear eyes.
All right. Good to know. And you mentioned of a lot of changes, a lot of challenges. For me, is it going to be awful or is it just going to be a little bumpy?
It's going to be challenging. I can't say that it's going to be awful. It's obviously going to be bumpy. Don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as an information that has enabled you to be forewarned so that you can be alert, aware, and you can take care of things.
Okay, good point. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm so delighted you called in. Have a wonderful New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, Donna.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. This is the last show of 2011. But I am delighted to share with you, and woohoo, we're going to come back on Monday, and it's going to be 2012. We're going to take a break here quickly. I know we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to be getting to you in just a moment, so don't go away. We're going to come back in just a moment. Donna Sebo here. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it. Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open, 888-627-6008. By the way, if you're planning to party on New Year's Eve, be sure you have a designated driver unless you don't drink. But do take care. Do be wise because it's a fabulous time for partying. And I know so many people here in the Pacific Northwest, we have real stringent laws. And, of course, the police are going to be out. They plan on having a lot of income that evening from passing out tickets. But just rather be safe than sorry. Be very, very thoughtful and alert and aware. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Madison, Wisconsin, and my name is Jane A., my married name.
Well, Jane, I'm so delighted that you were able to call in today, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get down to business with you, Jane. You feel like you are stuck. And when I'm looking at this, I honestly think that's the best positioning you could be in right now because I think you need some R&R. I really think you need some downtime. You need some quiet time. You are, well, it's almost as if you feel like you're just sucked dry. You just don't have any energy at times. And you go, I just would love to be sitting someplace where I could get a pedicure, a massage, and just zone out. And I don't blame you. I do want you to know that you can do that for yourself so that you can have that downtime, that quiet time. And it's going to allow you to unload, I think. And I really would like for you to reflect on last year. Because without really being conscious of it, I think you accomplished a lot more than you realize. And I think that as you go into the new year, which is just a blink away, I want you to realize this is a brand new year for you, and you really need to focus on your health. You really need to focus on what you need to do for yourself to bring yourself up to par. If it is becoming more educated about supplements, if it's doing exercising, if you want to put yourself on a healthier food program, but you need to be really real about it, because sometimes your schedule gets so wacky. I mean, you need to be prepared sometimes to have food that you can just pick up and put in a baggie and take it with you.
Yeah,
you're not going to have much time to do anything. Excuse me?
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
Actually, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I feel just the opposite of that. I don't feel stuck. I have plenty of time to take care of myself, and I take supplements. In fact, I just started a new job, which is wonderful.
Good.
And, you know, actually, I don't feel stuck, and I do have high energy.
Well, I don't know why I'm getting the information I got, but I'll just share it with you and leave it at that. But I do think that you are going to find that having some time to really look at certain things is going to make a big difference for you, because 2012 is going to find you moving in some new directions that you had not anticipated. I think you're going to be asked to take on a positioning of responsibility where you're going to be able to work with a grouping of people that will offer you some fascinating, I'll use the word challenge, that seems to be a very popular word today, but it's going to be the type of thing that's just going to invigorate you. You are going to find that your problem-solving capabilities are really going to be brought to the forefront, and I think that they're going to be appreciated quite a bit. But I will just leave what I said in the beginning as I got it, because that's how it came through to me. So I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, I understand.
What's your question, dear?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
No,
I'm
you didn't hurt
RN.
My feelings. No, no,
yeah.
No. You don't hurt my feelings. I just give it as I get it, and I let it be.
Yeah. I'm an RN, and starting back in the clinic, I've got many years of experience, lots of experience. I'm hardworking. In fact, my supervisor said, you don't need caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And I am supposed to train into the lead position, RN, after I get this settled, you know, after I... No, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. So what is your question to me, dear?
Well, my question is, you know, I've had, and I would really like your opinion. I come from a family of seven, from a dysfunctional family, and most of us are pretty well level-headed,
mm-hmm.
intelligent. We've struck out, you know, we succeeded in our own. But because of the upbringing, there's problems within the family unit. There's certain members of my family that I have a difficult time corresponding with, and there's other family members that are okay.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, it bothers me that I'm alienated from some of those members because of harsh feelings, things like that.
Well, I would say one of the situations, this may relate to what I was talking about, feeling stuck, because this may relate mm-hmm. to the family. What mm-hmm. you've got here is a very interesting opportunity, in that you know you cannot change the individuals that have their attitudes because mm-hmm. of whatever went on in the family. Those of you that were able to develop your own individuality have a wonderful...
Like myself, I've
yes.
succeeded quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. But there is, it's more than just what I'd call the physical outside demonstration. It is an emotional and a mental clarity and determination that enabled certain ones of you to step away from the script that you were raised with. With those mm-hmm. that don't have the same script, with those that have adopted a different script that can be very self-destructive, let me use that terminology,
mm-hmm.
you need to make it okay that they are where they are. That sounds simplistic, but you need to be able to see them as they really are. And though there have been harsh exchanges, you need to have the clarity about who they are. Just because someone's in a family doesn't mean that that is going to be a totally cohesive unit.
I've been doing what you've been saying so far.
Yeah. So I think that that's the biggest thing that you can do, and to realize that there might be tiny inroads that come along that maybe open up a little bit of clarity. But the biggest adversary that you have at this moment with this individual, especially one in particular, you are going to find the greatest adversary is fear on their part. Because fear.
In fear. That's what I thought you said.
Yes. It's their fears. And so they see what you've accomplished, and their fears are that they are not going to measure up. The human personality is very, very complex. And I know we're running out of time, Jane, and I'm so sorry I'm going to have to say goodbye because I'd love to address more of this. But I'm going to have to say goodbye because I'm out of time. I just looked at the clock,
thank
and oh, my
you.
Goodness. You
thank
are
you
welcome
so
have
much.
A wonderful new year, and thank you so much for calling
okay.
in.
Okay.
This is Donna Siebel. Wow, time just went by like the wind. I want to thank my guest. I want to thank you for being with me today. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a wonderful holiday. When we come back next show, it'll be the new year, 2012. This is Donna Siebel. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.